Support us at 4H.org.
CBS News brief. Former President Donald Trump praising Ron DeSantis after his Republican rival pulls out.
He ran a really good campaign, I will tell you. It's not easy. They think it's easy doing this stuff, right? It's not easy. But as you know, he left the campaign trail.
DeSantis endorsing Trump, who now faces only Nikki Haley in tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. 51 years to the day after the Roe versus Wade ruling, since overturned by the conservative-led Supreme Court, the presidential and vice presidential couple starting a two-day campaign emphasizing abortion rights.
They cite polling saying that the majority of Americans approve of abortion access. They're saying, look, we're doing everything we can to open up access to contraception, but they're also on the campaign and messaging front.
CBS White House reporter Willie James Inman. And guess what, America? Most states are still freezing. In Philadelphia, they clustered around outdoor warmers at an ice festival.
I'm warming up my hands and trying to stay warm. It's like super cold outside, so we're doing all we can just to have fun.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Start the new year off right with a Dakota Closet System on sale today at Menards. Dakota Closets can be used anywhere throughout your home. Perfect for walk-in or reach-in closets, pantries, laundry rooms, and more. Dakota Closets are available to take home today and install with just a screwdriver, giving you more time to organize, design, and take home your next project using YouCreate Closet Planner. Visit your local Menards or design online today.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations, with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our winter state games include the sports of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training to medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the plunge, winter games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be warmer. Our high 31 this afternoon, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy this evening, then some rain and snow showers after midnight, our low 26. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain, freezing rain and snow showers, and a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. It is, of course, a Monday. We appreciate you kicking off your week with us. Got your host, James J., behind the mic. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning. Got good things on the way for you. Get in a little bit of country music news. We have some requests lined up for you, and our National Day of Calendar is right around the corner. We're going to kick things off, though. Saw a good article out of MassiveLive.com. Does a lot of good reporting on country music. And for those that didn't hear, there was some interesting news that have come up over the last couple of weeks about some great acts, some legendary acts in the country music game. We're barely out of the first month, or into the first month, really, and two veteran country music acts have announced they'll be hanging up their guitars and hitting the country road in 2024 one more time. And this is all according to published reports from their publicists, everything from that to social media posts. For those that didn't hear, Ray Stevens, 85 years old, Country Music Hall of Famer Ray Stevens, who's been entertaining audiences since 1957, has announced that he'll be retiring from live performances this year, but he's not billing it as a farewell or a full stepping away from music. Instead, it's a slowdown. And at 85, you know, I think Ray has earned that. Good on him. You could see the complete article where Ray Stevens talks about this in the Tennessean. Go ahead and check that out. You can find that online. Quote, I've always been in the music business since I was 15 years old, and I've traveled all over the world, played shows, written and recorded a lot of successful records, Stevens told the newspaper. And so I was tired. It's a great answer. I'm tired. It's a fair answer for any of us, but especially if you're 85 and you're Ray Stevens and you've been doing this since you were 15. And he has earned that credit to him. Good on him for continuing because he still wants to do stuff. Quote, I'm looking forward to this final year. It's going to be a good year, he told the Tennessean. I'd like to see everybody come out if they can to see the show. You can buy tickets for the Cabaret Showroom on its ticketing page. Just type in your search bar Cabaret. It's Cabaret Showroom. And we've got another big act to talk about here. The 3-time Grammy Award winning country music act that has entertained audiences for 6 decades is calling it quits, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Known for hits like Mr. Bojangles, Fishing in the Dark, and things like that. They've announced its farewell tour on social media Tuesday, January 16th. However, this does not mean the band will completely disappear from music because nobody really retires. Nobody. Musicians don't really retire. Actors, entertainers don't really retire. And even when we in the workforce try to retire, we always have to get another job or something like that. For other reasons than musicians, but yeah. Why are we even talking about retirement anymore? Does it really exist? I'm curious. My mom and dad would like to know as they are going into their second year of retirement. Fans looking to see the band, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, live one more time can shop for tickets online. The time has come for the band who has carried a torch for American country and roots to say so long to the highways and byways they've traveled throughout their career. No need to fret. This isn't goodbye forever, but it will be the last time fans see the multi-city runs and long bus rides from the group. So they're going to be kind of like breaking it down to just smaller shows and not traveling as much. The country rock band was founded in Long Beach, California in 1966. So interesting to see some of these acts, you know, kind of retiring. At the very least, you're not going to see them as much, pulling away from the public eye a little bit more. And of course, as they do that, younger acts come forward and start rising up and taking over and doing more and more. So we'll see what happens. We'll follow with those two acts and many more and see what happens with them. Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this January 22nd, 2024. It is Celebration of Life Day. Feels like something we could probably fit into our day every day. Might not be a bad idea. Celebrate life. Life's great. Life's awesome. And it is way better than the alternative. It's much better. From what I hear, it's much better. Enjoy life, everybody. Celebrate. Let us take a look at the next one. It is National Hot Sauce Day. There's a lot of people out there big fans of hot sauce. Big fans of Sriracha. Got to put it on everything. Got a friend of mine. He can't eat a piece of toast without putting like hot sauce on it or something like that. How about you? 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. Love to hear from you. Feel free to join us anytime we're on the air here, live and direct. And I got to know, are you a hot sauce person? Do you have to put hot sauce on everything? How are you with it? I'm not that way. I grew up on a lot of spicy stuff, and I think I just got kind of burnt out from it. I don't really do much of that anymore. To each their own.
wondering what you're thinking. What are you into out there? Give us a call. Let us know. 715-423-1055. 423-1055. Call up and join the conversation. Let's see here. Taking a look at our National Day of Candor. Continuing with that. My computer's not working. Can you tell? Could you tell that my computer wasn't working? It's this National Day of Calendar one. This one doesn't like me at all. I don't know why. I personally haven't done anything to it. As far as I know, well, maybe I did and I just don't remember. You know what? I should probably apologize just to cover my bases. I'm sorry, National Day of Calendar. Moving on. It is National Polka Dot Day. Who said polka dots have gone out of fashion? Nobody. I don't. I'm curious. Are polka dots out of fashion? Or have they ever been in fashion? I don't remember a time in my, and I haven't been around for that long, but where polka dots, everybody's wearing polka dots now. Or everybody hates polka dots. It's each their own. You wear them, you wear them. You don't. Fashion is all state of mind. I mean, ask Cam Newton. ask any celebrity, really. There's a lot of celebrities that got some interesting style and stuff. Watch some NBA players as they're getting to a game and walking up to the... Yeah, some interesting styles out there. So if you like polka dots, today's a great day to wear them. It is National Grandpa Day. Celebrate the unparalleled relationship between grandparents and grandchildren. I am fortunate. I could say that all four of my grandparents, who are no longer with us, help build me. And I think that a lot of us can say very similar things. If you're fortunate to have any of your grandparents still around, give them a call. Get in touch with them. Say hi. And if they ask you why you're getting in touch with them, just say because. I just felt like it. It's come in from the cold day. Time to come into a warm room to appreciate National Come In From The Cold Day. And what you do when you come in from the cold? What's the first thing you do after you get, your wet clothes off and everything? You looking for a hot chocolate? You looking for a blanket? What is your first act? Looking for a fireplace, even if you know you don't have one, but you're still looking for one? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Better Business Communication Day. Help us in our efforts that Better Business Communication Day is to focus on effective, sound communication. Everything in life comes back to communication, so any time to work on that is great. And while I think that a lot of us, when we think about, I'm good at communicating, we can always be better. And we honestly, how well do you know if you're good at communicating? Like, how do you know that's just what you're hearing? That's so we can always be better at that. It is National, of all the shows, not to have Melissa and Kevin with me. It's National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. Oh, I got to ask Melissa about this one. I got to see what questions Kevin has had for her today. We'll find out. Melissa and Beth are actually going to join us on WFHR from 8 to 10 for the morning show over there. Be sure to join us. We'll be having some fun today. What kind of questions is your cat going to ask if it can speak, if you could understand it? And I throw that kind of stuff out there all the time. If we could understand animals, I'm curious, would you want to? Do you want to be able to talk to your animals? Would you want that to be a thing? 715-423-1055. It is also National Blonde Brownie Day. Blondies are baked bars with brown sugar for a warm, rich butterscotch flavored treat. So it's more of a butterscotch brownie. I see. Okay. All right. And as I mentioned before, Celebration of Life Day is kind of where we wrap up. So enjoy. Celebrate out there, everybody. There's a lot of life to be lived. We're going to go ahead and kick off some music here. And we've got some requests coming up for you. This one, well, this was the song that we started our show with when we first started doing the Sunrise Show here. Now that we're kind of taking it to the next level, the show's evolving a little bit to just a one-person show, along with all of you, of course. Figured what better song to play, Mr. Waylon Jennings. Are you sure Hank done it this way? On Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
It's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. I think Hank done it this way. Look at it this way. Did old Hank really do it this way? Thought I've seen the world with a five-piece band looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Slip something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, long nights are not. Together again, together again.
Hey, it's Luke Combs.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light. A needle drop on a 45 are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new wears off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart, those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old. But yeah, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll.
Everybody, this is Faith Hill.
They said change your clothes, she said no I won't. They said comb your hair, she said some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave, she said yes I will. They said don't see him, she said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you wanna be. She's a Satan's time. She
Faith Hill, Wild One on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Got your host James here, diving into some news right now. And Chris Stapleton just teamed up with Buffalo Trace to create his own signature whiskey called Traveler Whiskey. But some people are confused because recently he said in the GQ article that he's all but sober, his quote. Well, Chris would like to clarify a few things, as he likes to tell people that he got in a drinking contest with himself in his 20s and lost. But now that he has kids, a lot has changed, including his drinking habits. He went on to say, "It's a disservice to sober people to call me sober. I'm a 45-year-old man who has a lot of responsibilities and a lot less time for leisure than I used to have, but I do enjoy it. The first room you walk in my house, there's probably 200 bottles of bourbon there." So while he's definitely not sober, he's gotten older and wiser, but it has got to be a test of will to see 200 bottles of booze as soon as you walk in your home. According to the article here, you can find the full article at Whiskey Riff, and you can go for the other article where he's talking about the idea of whether he's sober or not in GQ. And I think it should be noted that he said all but sober and kind of didn't go out saying that he was sober. Just kind of quoting on it, but he's also trying to give credit to the people that have gone sober. Miami Heat superstar Jimmy Butler was in our news the other week. He mentioned that he wants to get into country music, that he's got like 80 songs already done. And according to Jimmy, it's kind of been misunderstood. He just released a clip of a new song that he's produced, but he won't be singing anytime soon. He left that up to Breland. Instead, he says, "I'm like the DJ Khaled of this thing." So what he wants to do really is is kind of just be the guy behind the scenes, you know, and maybe shouting every once in a while or something. Let's play a little of this Jimmy Butler produced country song. Not bad. It sounds like he's got you know, some good artists that are going to go in on this with him, looking to do this with him, and that's going to go a long ways for him. And I think that it's going to go a long ways. A big difference here with all these other acts that we've had that kind of step into the country game from the sports world or other universes, they tend to want to sing. They tend to want to be the man behind the mic. They tend to want to be the person that everybody's staring at when the lights come on. It sounds like Jimmy Butler's okay with being behind the scenes a little bit more. And writing a lot of this music and producing a lot of it. So we'll see. And wrapping up with, of course, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton isn't through being a rock star just yet. On Friday, for her 78th birthday, she released a, quote, deluxe version of her rock star album on streaming services. It includes 5 tracks that were previously only on certain exclusive retailer versions of the album. She did a version of Billy Joel's The Entertainer, Hit Me With Your Best Shot from Pat Benatar, Sweet Dreams Are Made of These from the Eurythmics, 2 Tickets to Paradise from Eddie Money, and Bridge Over Troubled Water from Simon and Garfunkel. There are also some updated versions of classic Dolly Parton tracks, like a new take on Jolene featuring the band Manskin. Speaking of Dolly's birthday, the Grand Ole Opry held a tribute to Dolly at the Ryman Auditorium Friday night, and Ellie King showed up. She didn't do very good, though. She showed up kind of a little bit too hammered, which she probably proudly announced to the crowd and proceeded to butcher Dolly's Marry Me song. She has been taking quite a bit of heat for this, including in the moment from the crowd. The crowd was not having this. How do you do that? I don't want to judge. I've definitely done some knucklehead things in my life, but I never showed up to Dolly Parton's birthday party at the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah, I don't know about that one. That's messed up. Yeah. It sounds like everybody else had a really good time, and I got to hear that version of Jolene from Dolly. That sounds like a really cool one. I'd love to hear her doing The Entertainer, too, from Billy Joel. Like, all those sound good. That one stands out to me. Which one do you want to hear the most? 423-1055, 423-1055. Feel free to call up and join the conversation anytime. We'll take a time out. We'll come back, and we'll get into a bit of country music. We got Brooks and Dunn, George Strait, and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band all on the way for you, and plenty more at West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
It's January, and it's that time of year when the air is cold and crisp. You go outside and decide you do want to build a snowman. You just love winter. You roll a giant snowball for the base, and you start building. You got some sticks for the arms and a hat for his head. You even have the carrot nose and the big button eyes. The chilly air lets you breathe in deep, and then you see it. A big brown puddle starts forming right under Frosty. That is so gross! What is that? It's your septic tank, and the air's not fresh anymore. Well, before Old Frosty gets renamed Old Stinky for fouling up the neighborhood, you better call Crockett Septic. From Rome to Rudolph, Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point Clover, Crockett Septic can handle your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie, because nobody wants to smell the other stuff.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be warmer. Our high 31 this afternoon, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy this evening, then some rain and snow showers after midnight, our low 26. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain, freezing rain and snow showers, and a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, please, how long gone?
an old flame can burn. You're a feeling I haven't forgot, the love I can't unlearn. You've become a memory I can't live without. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know how to handle the dream you left behind. It's like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love's all about. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. Embers to ashes, that's how it should be. You'd think by now my heart would know, it could set you free. The things I've tried, the tears I've cried, I guess there's no doubt. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know how to handle the dream you left behind. Like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love is all about. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. You'll always be fire I can't put out.
From 105.5 FM.
Dark cloud is coming, straight for your heart. Might get just a little bit crazy, baby. Might try to tear us apart. When the storm blows over, ever gonna see a rainbow, we have to stand a little rain. Everybody wants love to be easy, but it's never been that way. Each love starts out with blue skies. Sometimes those blue skies turn gray. When the storm blows over, only the true love remains. If we're ever gonna
for calling our Country Legends 24/7 fan line. 800-889-2221.
Hello, my name is Bill. I'm in Wisconsin Rapids, and I listen to WIRI on 105.5 FM. I'm loving the music mix. The older, the better, as far as country music goes. I'm at the tender young age of 67, and I love this stuff. Anyway, keep it up. I think you're doing great.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. Out of kindness, I suppose.
swelling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's full of big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, two loves scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. In love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. On and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches
are going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
105.5
parting, I'm always first to leave. Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself to sleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. To the rule, I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. I
Mr. Garth Brooks, not counting you on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Got your host James here, going to wrap it up, take you right to the top of the hour with a little bit of country music history. On this day in 1955, Ozark Jubilee aired for the first time on ABC television. It became the first popular country music show on network TV. It was hosted by Red Foley. Many acts included Patsy Cline, Eddie Arnold, Johnny Cash, Slim Whitman, George Jones, George Hamilton, Buck Owens, and plenty others. Glenn Campbell on this day in 1969 was awarded with the first gold single of his career for Wichita Lineman. In 1976, Reba McEntire made her first recording for Mercury Records. Upon its release that year, the single I Don't Want to Be a One-Night Stand failed to become a major hit, but everything worked out all right for Reba. Yeah, she's going to be singing the national anthem this year. It's going to be fun. And in 1990, winners at this year's American Music Awards, Randy Travis swept the awards, won a trio of trophies, including Favorite Country Single for Deeper Than the Holler, as well as Reba McEntire, Alabama, and Clint Black also won awards. You guys have yourself a great rest of your day. We'll meet you back here tomorrow for more Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Come out to the lake for the annual Wakely's Ice Harvest. Watch as Historic Point Foss residents harvest the ice or jump in and help cut the ice and remove it from the lake.